So 1 Peter 2, this is the Apostle Peter speaking, one of Jesus' original disciples, one of his closest friends. And he's writing to a group of Christians who are scattered around the Roman Empire, Christians from lots of different backgrounds, lots of different places. And it's one of the most glorious descriptions you find anywhere of what it means to be the church, what it means to be people who trust in and belong to the Lord Jesus. So let me just read for us. Peter says this, "But you, Christians, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Now, there's so much packed into those verses, but I think we see something of what Peter's trying to do here. He's trying to remind Christians he's writing to, some of them he's maybe never met, of the new identity they have because of Jesus, of who they now are because Jesus has broken into their lives and made them his own. It's an amazing description. You could preach sermon series on it, but it's that when we trust in Jesus and his death and resurrection for us, we become part of God's chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. The point Peter wants to make is the God of grace loves his people. And to be a Christian is to be loved by Jesus, to belong to Jesus, and also to be part of a new family that Jesus has brought us into. So much of the Bible, so much of the New Testament is basically presenting these facts about what it means to trust Jesus. And then the writers basically say, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Remember all that Jesus has done for you. Remember the new relationships you have with him and with one another. And that's sort of what this morning is about. As some people are prepared to share testimonies, others may do that as the morning goes on. But it's a time for us to go remembering who we are. We are forgetful people. That This Time Tomorrow series really hits us that. We kind of think, oh yeah, how does what I hear on a Sunday impact the rest of the week? And Peter says, this is who you are, Christian. If you trust in Jesus, you're part of this glorious new family. And you have a glorious new purpose as well. That's the end bit of verse 9 up there. That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Again, that is the purpose for any Christian and for any church. Actually, we've got lots of things we do, lots of different jobs we do, lots of different things, even as a church family that we're committed to at different times of the year. But above all those things, we're called together by Jesus to declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. This morning is all about Jesus, what he has done for us at the cross and the resurrection, and what he continues to do in our lives as we trust him and as he meets with us. Again, verse 10, amazing thing. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And the Bible says that mercy is ongoing. We all need God's mercy day by day. We mess up. We forget who we are. We do not honor God always. But that mercy is an ongoing gift of God through Jesus for everyone who trusts in Jesus. It's an amazing new identity, and it's an amazing new purpose. A Christian is someone who lives in relationship with Jesus, forgiven by him, saved by him, and is someone who lives in relationship with Jesus' people. And we are here. We exist as a church because of Jesus, and we exist to help one another declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. That's what this morning is all about, praising God and encouraging one another in who God is.